take control of these airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we give to you there for free. So do enjoy those again. freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right. So, of course, lots to discuss, including the government looking to take control of computer software. It's one of the things that we have been sort of making fun of, the idea that of how ludicrous things would be if government actually had control over computer software, and we'll explain exactly what is being proposed here in a little bit. But first, we've got a special guest on the line. His name is George Donnelly, and the last time we talked to you, George, it was under much less desirable circumstances. You were you were in a kind of a federal court situation wherein a federal goon had assaulted you out in front of a federal court. They had arrested you and charged you with, was it wiretapping?
No, with assaulting a federal marshal.
Oh, that's what it was. Assaulting a federal marshal, and then you had to go through that odyssey, and thank goodness that's over. Now it's under much better circumstances, because that certainly did not dissuade you from doing activism from the liberty perspective, and you have put together something that I think is pretty unique in the world of all of the various liberty-oriented conferences that we've seen come and go over the years, various different conventions held in hotels and such. You want a bit of a different direction. What are you up to this weekend?
That's right. And hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I kind of took lemons and made them into lemonade. I have a something that's called Agora.io. It's a free online liberty conference, and it's happening this weekend. It's, you don't have to pay for plane tickets. You don't have to go through a TSA checkpoint. It's very relaxed. You can participate right through your computer from your comfy couch and in your PJs.
Indeed. So what inspired this?
Well, the Liberty Forum, as you guys know, was canceled this year. That was a real disappointment because I really enjoy it. It's, the big libertarian conference in New Hampshire every year. We need conferences like this because they cross-pollinate the movement. They get new people energized. They get old people like me learning new things. And so we needed something to replace it, and we needed something that didn't involve breaking the boycott that's going on right now against the TSA. And Agora.io has so far fit the bill.
Now, Agora.io, you've got a huge lineup of speakers. It's what, 3 days long? Is that right?
That's right. It's all this weekend. It's starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. It goes through Sunday. We've got 78 presentations lined up and amazing speakers, including Ian, Stefan Molyneux, Jim Babb, Catherine Bleich, Mary Ruart, Scott Horton, and, I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, I saw there's basically three speakers to choose from at every moment.
Three channels.
Yeah, I mean, is it possible to pull all three up on different computers?
Yeah, you can definitely do that, but I think you might need some extra ears to hear them all.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, because if you can't see one thing at one time, and there's no way anybody's going to be able to sit through all of the hours of this programming. There's just so much, and it's nonstop. So, you'll have to come back later and watch the archives, because this stuff, even if you miss it live, George, it's going to be up for a long time right afterwards.
That's right. It'll be on our website, agora.io, right under the archives, and you'll be able to watch them anytime and as many times as you like.
Now, folks that that do happen to watch it live, are they going to have the opportunity to? So what's the advantage of watching live, I guess, is what my question is.
Well, you get the community experience because you can chat right there on the webpage with other participants, other live participants. And we're expecting possibly as many as 500 people participating live. And you can ask questions to the speakers. So you can have a conversation there. It's very interactive.
Awesome. I think it's a really neat concept.
Yeah, hey, George, this is JJ. We're planning on trying to do that viewing at the CAC over here.
And you're going to have like a viewing party, basically.
Yeah, basically have a situation where we can put it up on the wall, and so it's a big screen, and then we can talk about it and the various ideas.
The CAC is the Keene Activist Center.
That's right, Keene Activist Center right here in Keene. And it should be a good party. We've already got a good number of RSVPs. So
that's a good indicator. I mean, if people are excited enough about Agora.io to actually come together to the same place to experience it together, that's kind of an interesting twist on this. Because one of my concerns when I first heard about this, George, was like, oh, great. So everybody's going to be separate. That's going to take away the whole atmosphere of a convention. What can we expect? Maybe, 10 people watching on one channel, and you're saying there's going to be a lot of people turning out to watch. And indeed, maybe we're not the only place where multiple people are actually getting together physically in the same location to experience the presentations.
That's right. And, that's a great JJ's event there in Keene is the fifth local meetup that we have organized so far for this weekend's Agora.io.
Very cool.
There are also meetups in Phoenix, Richmond, Virginia, Philadelphia, and Minneapolis. And this gives, that real-life feeling to it. You get the best of both worlds, really.
Yeah, it's the best of all of them because you get to have the convention. You don't have to go do the flying. You don't have to get the hotel rooms. You don't have to pay for expensive ticket prices or anything like that. And you get all this information.
Fantastic.
There's a lot of great information here. Jim Batt's going to talk about the lessons learned from Lysander Spooner's lawsuit against his defense against the post office, compared with what's happened with Bernard von Nothaus. Kind of both cases, we had an anarchist or libertarian entrepreneur trying to compete with the state. We've got a lot of folks talking about silver, unschooling, homeschooling, and tons of agorist stuff.
Yeah, I love it. The three different channels, by the way, there's Agorism, Peaceful Evolution, and Creative Media. Now, what's the ANCAP Entrepreneur Network? Did you just add in a fourth channel because there's just too much stuff?
Well, no, that's organized by Mark Thomas. He's a really interesting guy. He's really into building kind of the new agorist business ecosphere. And he's got some really good stuff on there. For example, Gil Guillory is going to talk about his subscription patrol and restitution, kind of privatized police kind of idea.
Interesting.
And that's only on Friday.
So how would you define agorism? I mean, because we haven't really touched on that for listeners that may be unaware.
Agorism is the idea that we are going to achieve more independence, more liberty, and have a more satisfying life by...
You got some distractions there.
Sorry. Yeah, I apologize. Trading outside of the state, trading with our neighbors, spending money that's not Federal Reserve notes.
So basically
stuff like that.
Any transaction that isn't regulated by state or local ordinances or laws, that sort of deal. No taxes, no fees.
No licenses.
Right.
No begging.
Keeping the government out of your business.
That's right.
But it's also more than just that, because I'm looking here at, you mentioned Dr. Mary Ruart, and of course I was immediately excited. She's one of my favorite speakers and thinkers in the movement.
Definitely.
She's talking about rolling back government without winning elections. I'm very interested in hearing that.
Also,
Yeah, it should be really great.
A lot of people have been... Agorism has been something that Americans have been doing for a long time. A good example would be your yard sale, mm-hmm. your garage sale, or estate sales to a degree if it's outside the purview.
People cut hair in their homes.
That's right.
Lemonade stand.
They don't even know they're engaging in this agorism, but they are, and they have been, and it is a part of the fabric of this culture.
George, you really, I think, outdone yourself promoting this. It's been incredible just watching you put all this together, and it's really come together in a way that was impressive to me. And so when you approached me and asked me to sponsor it, I decided that FreeKeene.com was a perfect sponsor for
Definitely.
The Peaceful Evolution channel. I mean, there's a channel with the tagline that FreeKeene uses that's going to be the theme of one of the channels there, so I'm pretty excited about that. George, thanks for the opportunity, and I know you've got a lot to do to make sure everything's in line for this. So folks, can tune in tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. at Agora.io, Agora.io. Thanks, George.
Thanks, guys.
All right, more coming up.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at
1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. We've got listening options there, broadband version and dial-up version of the show, streaming around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available to you at listen.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll also learn about your other listening options, including 94 great radio stations from coast to coast, our free-to-air satellite channel, webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go and get the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
Want freedom? Build freedom. Got programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts want it immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. freedomengineering.org.
Some of the things they're going to be doing over the weekend at the Agora.io conference, Agora.io. Yes, I've never heard of that extension on the web either. It's very interesting.
Yeah, neither have I.
I don't know what country that represents. .io. It's likely some other little island nation or something like that.
It could be.
So anyway, Agora.io is where you want to go to learn more about what's happening this weekend. Just speeches and presentations all day long throughout the weekend, and lots of different topics. Again, three different tracks: Agorism Channel, the Peaceful Evolution Channel, and the Creative Media Channel. So one of the things that I'll be discussing, or the topic that I'll be discussing, is going to be community radio, or pirate radio, or micro radio, or free radio.
Setting up your own radio station.
Yeah, starting your own radio station without the FCC's permission. So that's what I'll be focusing on. And then other great folks that are certainly tied in with our show are going to be there. Stephanie, who hosts Pork Therapy and also hosts the once monthly She Talk Live on Sundays, she'll be giving a presentation. I believe Pete Ayer, our friend from Liberty on Tour, is going to be giving a presentation as well. And Sovereign Curtis from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he's going to be doing one. Mark Stevens, host of the No State Project, he's going to be there. I mean, so really, some of the great names that we're used to seeing all come together in the same hotel, they get to stay home. They get to not have to spend the money and the time and the effort to actually fly into the same place and get their information out just as effectively. I really hope this works out for this weekend. I think that, and even if it doesn't get huge numbers immediately, the word's going to spread, because I think the real numbers are going to be later on. The word's going to spread about the different presentations afterwards. People are going to say, oh yeah, this was really great, and this was really great.
Right.
And then people are going to start going later on, and they're going to be able to watch this anytime, completely free, over at agora.io.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. I do think that people will discuss amongst themselves which ones of the speeches were the best, and people will be going back and listening.
Yeah, I think I definitely like the idea, instead of sitting at my own computer, of getting with other people. And maybe in your area you can do that too, a friend, family members, whatever. And some of this stuff is probably good for introducing people who just don't understand the ideas of liberty, and maybe you just don't have the means to express it in a way that they will connect with. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of these speakers could certainly offer a persuasive argument. So introducing some new people, even for just segments, would probably be a good idea.
In other news, convention-related news, rumor has it the Liberty Forum will return in 2012. I believe organizer of the Liberty Forum in the past, Chris Lawless, will be taking that event back over. What happened was, as I understand it, he was unable to, I guess, come to an agreement or something. For whatever reason, they chose somebody else to organize it. That other person dropped the ball, apparently. And
well, it was a big ball, right? Like
it's a big ball.
You get handed the big giant ball, and then, hey, take care of this.
I can tell you, I've been working on...
We won't talk to you for a couple of months, and then when we finally do, well, you know...
I can only imagine, Mark. I've never done anything like this before, and I'm attempting to do something here in Keene that put together like a hotel-based kind of convention, and I'm still stuck in the negotiating with the hotels process, so I haven't really gotten much beyond the question of whether or not it will actually happen this year or not at this point. So, again, the original organizer is back on board, which is great news. And speaking of that gentleman, Chris Lawless, he's actually going to be on the Stossel show tonight.
Oh,
which is pretty exciting. Now, John Stossel, as you know, was the head anchor of 2020 for a number of years after Hugh Downs retired. And he's just kind of made his name for himself in mainstream media as being the libertarian guy and doing some great presentations on the ideas of freedom. And finally, he was able to break out, and Fox offered him, some sort of tasty incentive to leave ABC and leave that position at 2020 to take over his own show on, albeit a less popular television channel, the Fox Business Network. But he, of course, we've got the internet, so it's easy to spread these things.
Certainly.
But now he has much more creative control over what it is that he's putting out there, the product that he's doing. He's doing it on a weekly basis, Whereas before with ABC, it was more like a, you know, once a month you might get a special, or once every few months you might get an hour-long special out of John Stossel. In this case, he gets to do, I think it's an hour-long show every single week. So he's been able to cover a number of different topics, and now, this week, he's coming to the Free State Project.
Excellent.
They're going to spend, as I understand it, an entire show, the Stossel show, on Fox Business Network, talking about the Free State Project.
Is he going to be actually in New Hampshire when he's doing this?
I don't know what kind of footage they're using. They're recording it in his studio in New York City, so Chris Lawless, I believe, drove down to New York City to go and shoot this. Christina Heller is also going to be there. She's the director of the upcoming Libertopia film, which is a movie that actually follows three different Free State Project participants in their kind of their path to New Hampshire, or what they've been doing in New Hampshire. So,
a very, very interesting movie.
Yeah, it's looking good. I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
Have you seen the trailer?
I've seen the trailer,
okay.
but it, you know, it's not out, so
right.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I know, as a matter of fact, they cover Andrew Carroll, who's one of the folks that, like, there's three different people in the movie. He's one of the three, and he moved here to Keene, so they're actually covering his story from when he started in California. You know, what kind of, I guess, got him into this movement and what his history was, and then track him as he makes the move and what he does once he gets here. So that's pretty exciting. So she's going to be on that show tonight with John Stossel, with Chris Lawless. That's airing tonight at, I believe, 10 o'clock Eastern. And, of course, later on via torrent or however else you get
right.
get Fox Business product when you don't actually have cable or the Fox Business channel. Because it's not on all cable networks, from what I understand.
I've got it.
And I don't know if they put it online. They may or may not.
This one will be online.
Well, of course, it's going to be online. I mean, officially, do they put the show online? Maybe Hulu or the Stossel Show's website actually has it up there. So be on the lookout for that tonight. I think that's going to be great publicity for the Free
Definitely.
State Project.
I think Chris is a great guy. He's helping out with Porkfest. And he's the guy that gets things done. So
yep, and a great great kickoff for this weekend, which is the Agora I/O conference. Lots of people speaking. The list of speakers is up. The schedule is up over at agora.io, agora.io. And I hope it really works out. Like I said, I got behind the thing with sponsorship dollars, so I'm looking forward to hearing good things. Our number here tonight is 800-259-9231. The Girl Scouts under attack again by the police. We'll explain what's happening. They're trying to sell their cookies Agora style without begging for permission from the government, and the government's going to teach them a lesson.
Naughty, naughty.
About that. Also on the way, your calls about anything you want in the government attempting to take control over the app market, the world of Android, iPhone apps. Guess what? Government wants to be involved between you and the dealers. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. To get signed up, by the way, for our news updates, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to sign up for our emailed updates or follow our Twitter or Facebook. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. It's for people who don't have lawyers, who have to know what it takes to win, and for people that do have lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what the lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It works in all 50 states and countries around the world, state and federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy, the average 8th grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. And if you're comparing this to the cost of an hour with any one good attorney, you're going to get so much more out of Jurisdictionary. It's jurisdictionary.com. I've got the course. I review it on a pretty regular basis because I think it's important. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're going to go right to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Justin in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
I'm on the air.
You are. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have to say that I would like to talk about getting off the grid.
All right.
And there are two examples of two kinds of people that right now in America are really off the grid, and the governments really have been trying to attack them for a while. The Amish, and people don't know much about this, and the mole people.
The mole
people?
That
sounds silly. I know. It really does sound like something from a science fiction movie.
Now, who are the mole people? I'm certainly familiar with the Amish, and you're right. They are under attack by the government in various different ways, and they're an amazingly dedicated people to their ideals. And the Amish are very, I think, inspiring in a number of ways because they will not jump through the government's hoops in many instances, and I think it's pretty heroic what they do.
Yes, and there's also another group that's seldom ever talked about. I know by the name Mole People, you think it's some science fiction kind of mutation kind of film kind of thing, but these are real people that really exist, mm-hmm. and these are people that live deep below underneath New York. And they
New York City?
Yeah.
Really?
Deep underneath the city streets. I mean, they live in tunnels so deep that you couldn't even... It would be so dark you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. You know what I mean?
They, huh.
basically are people that are fiercely independent, and they just don't like the outside world. And they're somewhat like the Amish, except they survive in a different way as small game hunters and scavengers.
Are we talking about eating rats?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Well, look, people...
It's like out of Demolition Man.
Wait a second. People have eaten squirrels. American history's full of people eating squirrels. What's the difference between a squirrel and a rat?
Nothing, man. Hey, nothing. Whatever. They probably taste like chicken.
But here's the similarity between these two people and the mole people and the Amish. Now, the local state government of New York, or the local city, has been trying to root out the mole people for years, but they haven't been able to do it because the mole people are very good at hiding, and people think these tunnels are basically like small cramped spaces, but they're like these tunnels, and you go through them, they're like sport stadiums, interconnected almost.
Really?
You know?
Wow. Well, I did not know.
I've seen some people go down into the sewers and sometimes the sub-sewers in New York City. I don't know how deep these things go, but you've got to be talking about some really old stuff down there.
Yes, these tunnels go back 100 years. And the mole people have been given the same kind of jazz the Amish. The only difference being is the mole people are... basically harder to find than the...
Right. I don't imagine the cops really want to go traipsing through the tunnels under New York City, whereas picking on the Amish is real easy in comparison.
Yes, actually, those transit cops have disappeared after they've gone too down too deep.
Really? I bet some of them have.
Somebody got eight.
Wow. That's big game right there.
Wow, good stuff.
Don't mess with the mole people.
No.
Now, are you familiar with them through documentaries? I mean, has there been much...
Yes, there's a book called by Jennifer Tau. Mm-hmm. She did a book on the mole people. And there's also, there's a documentary In Search of the Mole People. These are real people. They're not like, these crazy freaks that you see, but they are people that just decided to escape society by moving deep underground and living in small tribes.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up at 800-259-9231. According to Wikipedia's article on mole people, while it's generally accepted that some homeless people in large cities do indeed make use of accessible, abandoned underground structures for shelter, urban legends persist that make stronger assertions. These include claims that mole people have formed small, ordered societies similar to tribes, numbering up to hundreds living underground year-round. It's also been suggested that they have developed their own cultural traits and even have electricity by illegal hookup. The subject has attracted some attention from sociologists, but is a highly controversial subject due to a lack of evidence. Jennifer Toft's 1993 book, The Mole People, Life in the Tunnels Beneath New York City, written while she was an intern at the L.A. Times, is allegedly a true account of travels in the tunnels and interviews with tunnel dwellers. The book helped canonize the image of the mole people as an ordered society, living literally under people's feet, reminiscent of the Morlocks in science fiction, of science fiction writer H.G. Wells. The book, however, has been met with criticism, primarily for the inaccuracy of geographical information, compounded by numerous factual errors and an apparent reference, or rather reliance, on largely unverifiable claims. The strongest criticism came from Joseph Brennan, a New York subway enthusiast, who declared that, quote, every fact in this book that I can verify independently is wrong, unquote. So... not a whole lot of real solid evidence.
It's fun, though. And the fact is that people do live down in these tunnels. I mean, that much is true. I've seen a documentary on it as to the larger claims of them living in ordered societies, tribal-like and all that stuff, eating rats. I couldn't say, but... I find it very interesting.
Well, anytime I think, he's saying deep, deep down underneath New York City, I'm thinking, well, that's probably where all the water's going, because the water has to go somewhere, and the lowest point would probably be deep.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes it unlikely that there'd be anyone living there.
Seems pretty unlikely, and it sounds very Hollywood when he describes it, right? It sounds like, you know, Demolition Man, people living in this underground world, and you really would have to find some way to acquire electricity, because you're going to go through candles real fast, being that there's no sunlight down there, meaning that you need to have something to provide you with light, because what kind of living is there if you are in the dark all the time? And don't tell me that they've adjusted so much to the darkness that they can actually
They have big
it.
Owl eyes.
Yeah, it's so far fetched. I don't even want to touch it.
Well, and who really wants to go find out for sure, right? How many people really want to go and take a team down there and like turn it into some kind of a, you know, horror film where these hungry homeless people are?
If they live down there, they can live there in peace. Because I'm not going after them.
Send Dig Dug.
Right. I don't really want to know that badly. I'm not really that curious to where I'm going to bring people down
I'm
there.
I'm going to take the stance what are they called?
The mole people.
The mole people don't exist.
Oh wow! Because that's a pretty strong stance.
Yeah, I figure how can I lose if I go talking about the mole people all the time? They might send somebody up here to eat me. So I'm just going to go no mole people.
Wow.
Sasquatch, on the other hand, is real.
There's probably more evidence for Sasquatch than there is for the mole people. Your thoughts are welcome.
To me, it seems pretty clear that North America needs a primate, and you know why not? Why not a big 7 foot one?
You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, I'm curious enough to where I would watch a documentary if somebody wanted to go and make a documentary.
Well, yeah, but at what point do you say, well, this is clearly not a documentary, this is just some fan fiction sort of film?
Yeah,
how do you authenticate it? Right.
Good question. If it were National Geographic, then.
Really, the name does it for you?
Oh, there's something to be said for reputation,
sure,
right?
Sure, indeed.
All right, so, or the BBC, perhaps. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. If you've actually lived as a mole person, we'd love to hear from you tonight.
Please.
You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tomb. Slaves to build with the
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through one of the links that you find there. There's different Amazon links for different countries. You enter through the appropriate Amazon link, and then whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Mark, tell me about LifeLock.
Imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief. The criminal who wasn't content just to steal from your bank accounts and use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your family and watching your house. That's what Fox News reported on about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said, without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known that the thieves were coming, and added, LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. I don't want you to suffer from the personal financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft protection that I use, LifeLock. LifeLock is the best, and it's guaranteed. Ian, you've got it too.
Yes, sir.
So join me in my mission that not one of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. You can call now, so I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection. All you have to do is call this telephone number. It's a special telephone number for Free Talk Live, and they'll know that you came from us, and you'll get the 60-day bonus. It's 800-242-2693. 800-242-2693. One more time, 800-242-2693, LifeLock.
Coming up, the government trying to strong-arm its way into the app market for phones like the iPhone and Android. We'll tell you about that here in a little bit. Of course, the Girl Scouts continue to be under attack. I say, of course, it seems like it's inevitable now. It's happened once. Now it's going to happen again and again. It's happened again. We'll explain where and what's going on. And, Mark, actually, you had a sexting story from last night that we didn't get to, so we'll touch on that. But your calls first. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
First, let me mention that, many years ago, the National Geographic did an article in their monthly magazine about underneath New York City, and they documented one guy that was living down there. Here's a question.
Well, one guy is a far cry from a whole society of people.
Well, they didn't document a society or anything, but they did document. I mean, they're going around. They've got a limited space. But anyway, here's the question for you. Question. Should the New Hampshire legislature give 18-year-olds the right to drink beer?
Well, the legislatures don't give rights. You have rights.
Right. Always,
as a human
so the
being.
Answer is no.
They can't.
They should stop arresting them.
They should stop restricting the rights of people between.
It's so complicated to say the truth because you know, you're talking to people who are so full of lies and they forgot how to say the truth. And it's
maybe they never knew in the first place.
It's difficult to speak like like somebody who actually supports liberty. Sure, they can't give people that right. They already have that right.
Right. They can just stop putting them in cages and stop kidnapping them and assaulting them as a result of them deciding to drink.
And you know, when Confederate soldiers were taken prisoner during the war between the states, they knew they couldn't offer the excuse that they were compelled by law to join the Confederate Army because the Confederate laws were not considered laws at all. They said that they were threatened with violence by the rebels. They would be thrown in prison by the rebels if they didn't. And so, you know, when a government, when it's the Confederate government, and they enforce their laws, that's violence. Okay, that's what they were calling it. They had to say they were threatened with violence if they didn't join the Confederate Army. And that
but when the North
excuse.
Has a draft, that's not violence. Right?
That's civic duty.
Oh, no, that's the law. See, those are laws that that bureaucracy was recognizing. That's what I don't like about annulments and the war between the states is how can a question depend on something that happens later? How can the question of whether South Carolina was part of the Union in 1862 depend on the outcome of battles that haven't been fought yet? How can the question of whether Mary and John are legally married the day after the ceremony depend on what decision they make a few days later, whether to get an annulment? The annulment says that they never were married. Well, how can they have never been married? How can the question of whether they were legally married or not depend on a decision that they haven't made yet?
Well, you're dealing with a fiction. That's why you're dealing with this religion, and the religion of the North back then was different than the religion of the South, and one religion called the other one fake or false, and said that those who believe it are heretics. So that you just break it down in the simplest form, and it's just treat it like a religion, treat it like my belief system.
It's like the religion, like these spirits called sovereignty. Like yeah. There's this document, this magic document. You embellish it with a fancy-looking seal, and some bureaucrats scribble their autographs on it. Catholics believe that when the priest consecrates the bread and wine, these miraculously become the body and
body
blood
of Jesus
right. Christ. And that's called transubstantiation. The other process is known as legislation.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate
certainly
it.
Can rhyme him. He does that well. You know, the only difference between somebody who believes in liberty, freedom, and personal responsibility and a statist is a statist believes in one government. They don't really believe in all of them. Most, if you talk to most state, your average statist out there, they're going to say, "Oh, those people, that guy in Libya, he's a dictator. Oh, that those folks in China, they're communists. Oh, those people in France, well, they're cowards."
Ignore the fact that, as was pointed out on anti-war radio yesterday, ignore the fact that the presidents of the United States that have been in office over the last as many decades as the Gaddafi has been guilty of killing far more people than he has. Far more.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that it's none of it's okay.
No, of course not.
None of it's okay.
Of course not. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I would like to point out that, it's interesting. Gaddafi sends what I would call terrorists out to blow up the Lockerbie flight there, Pan Am flight, whatever it is. I can't remember the number. I'm sure it's important to someone, but I don't remember it. But if the United States government sends, the president sends out troops to place X and collateral damage occurs, and that is that's a nice way to say manslaughter because
right.
That's what it is. If collateral damage occurs as the result of the military being sent out by the president isn't guilty of it. The military is not guilty of it.
It's just a few broken eggs, Mark. You have to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
If Gaddafi sends out terrorists to blow up an airplane, then he's guilty of terrorism, they're guilty of terrorism, everybody's committed terrorism.
Right, it's only broken eggs when the American government does it. When Gaddafi does it, it's completely unnecessary.
Right. Like terrorism.
Yeah.
Exactly, the whole idea of my viewpoint is based on my ideology, which is based on my religion or government, and my tribe is better than your tribe, sort of. It's disgusting.
Right, which is based on I was pushed out of my mom's womb on this plot of land.
Yeah,
exactly.
It makes as much sense as me liking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I do like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When I watch the Tampa
Bay... At least you can admit that it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it doesn't particularly make any sense. I couldn't name one guy who's on the team any longer. I remember I was very excited at one point about them going to the Super Bowl, and I was so upset when somebody missed a kick or something like that at the end of the game, and I think it was 2000, 2001. And then a couple of years later, they were vindicated, and they went...
Mm-hmm.
And I was very excited, but I don't know anybody on that team. I have no reason to like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers other than they're close to the place that I was born, and I like the new colors. You know, I mean, like, it's about the colors for me. So, you know, I mean, I can say whatever I want.
Did you not like them when they had the orange and white?
No, I like that, too.
Okay. So it was about where they were then.
Right. And the new pewter and red, those colors don't run.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Don't. You see what I'm saying? I'm just making kind of patriotic...
Yeah, nationalistic
pewter,
slogans.
It?
That's the term.
That's not a nationalistic color, though.
Well, pewter, see, this is why...
No, I but it is in his area. In his tribe, that's the color.
I see.
See, it's silly to say pewter and red don't run, right?
There's the onion of nationalism, which is, you know, the outer layer is your country, and then the inner layer is your, like, state, and then
right.
Inside that is your city. And it all goes down to your, like, family.
But orange and white did run? Is that what you're saying?
Apparently they did. No, what I'm referring to is the American flag with
right.
These colors don't
I've
run.
I've seen it, the bumper sticker.
Right. Written across it, which I don't know exactly what that means, but I guess it's the land of the free, home of the brave kind of stuff.
Right, it's a reference to, you mess with us, we're going to take you out. These colors don't run.
Yeah. I guess.
That's what that is, from what I understand. So you can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come here, the Girl Scouts under attack, the government looking to control the app market. On this program, we've talked about how it is that government regulations make it more difficult for people to do business in general. Now, they do actually prevent competition from coming into a marketplace where there are existing businesses. So existing businesses that are established tend to like government regulations because of that. But the more government regulation there is, the worse things get for the business climate in whatever the industry is. And we're certainly seeing that with the airline business, where the government continues to crack down on security, increasing security costs and regulations, resulting in fewer air travelers, resulting in more airline companies, I guess, merging, because it's just getting too difficult
to do business. Yeah, they just can't stay in business, right.
So we're starting to see just homogenization among the companies and fewer choices in the marketplace. And what will happen when the government gets involved in computer software? It's a pretty scary idea, right? We'll tell you what they're planning or what they're wanting to do here in a little bit. Also, take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is next.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9. Another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.